Now, what they don't know is that I put my balls all over their microphones while they were gone. Let's see how they react.
Together and start talking about alternative solutions, right, alternative ways to do things.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Like I said, 24 years between OxyContin and heroin and Percocet and blah, blah, blah. Within, it took me 2 months to get off and stay off.
Right. But like JR said earlier, I think a lot of it is mental. You're just like ready to not do it anymore, you know.
That's also true. I mean, there is truth to that as well.
You know.
I was saying like needing the booze to loosen up and talk on this stuff.
Right.
Which is why it's more mental for me than actual.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be physical. It just.
Yeah. I mean, granted,
it's just something I'm used to do.
Yeah. I like to take a few shots before this, but
right, well, you know, and well, I mean, this week I wasn't sure what I was gonna do, but I decided, okay, I asked Aaron, hey, leave me $5 just in case I decide to do this, and right. I told her what I was doing, and
well, at least you're
then
not being
when
sneaky.
I got in the car with you, I was like, all right, I'll stop and get it, and at least I'll have it. I'd rather, kind of like carrying a gun, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I really do at this point, and so...
It's habitual.
I'm proving something to
myself.
Ritual
de la habitual.
It is. It's true. I've said that question.
Holy shit, is that what that title of that album was about? His
heroin addiction, probably. Well, because it's true. Just like smoking or any kind of addiction, really, it becomes less, and really, with heroin, is also, if you think about it, because there is a ritual of sorts involved with heroin.
Oh, definitely.
It's a whole series. It's not like you just do, like, bam, oh, I just did some heroin. It's a fucking process from calling the dude, figuring out where you got to go, blah, blah, blah.
Well, fuck, first of all, just finding the money.
Yeah, getting the money.
The whole process of conning someone out of some money or stealing something.
Mom.
Then getting the guy to come, and then you got to wait for the guy to come and hope he's not going to screw you over, and then the whole ritual of shooting or snorting. Oh man,
cooking it up, get your works out, the whole deal. Yeah,
no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So before the shit even hits you, you're doing some very habitual type shit, you know. And I think with anything, that's a huge part of it. Just like you said tonight, do I need this? Is it no? Probably not. But you're used to it. It's
right.
Like you don't feel, you're like, I don't, you know, like you need a cigarette in your hand, you know?
Like, not to simplify it, but like when I get behind the wheel, I want a cigarette.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Or after sex or
sure. A meal or,
yeah.
You know, stroking and smoking.
Stroking and smoking, dude. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. That's why I stroke outside all the time now. I can't smoke.
Yeah,
I could. I could start beating my wife. Be like, bitch, I'm gonna fucking smoke in here. You can't tell me no different.
So that would lead to a beating, like a maybe. Or you're just using it.
I mean, I could probably just raise my hand to her.
Maybe you did murder your neighbor, JR. Are you sure she's alive?
No, she's back.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, she's safe. All right.
That was all a while ago, man. We ain't talked in a while.
A couple weeks. Well, I've been
at least
gone.
A month, I think.
Yeah. Well, I was on vacation for 2 weeks.
So. Oh, yeah. Hi, by the way. This is fucking 8 inches and a mule.
Welcome to 8 inches and a mule. I'm Sim Pew. I think that's Tom.
I'm Shang-Chi.
Wilson. And
Wilson.
That is the legend of Mexican Zelda.
L Link.
Zelda could be a Hispanic name, right?
Zelda? It actually sounds like one.
It does.
It might be like a Spanish name. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I Zelda.
Wait a minute. Wasn't she like in... Fuck. What was that book? I think it was either a Burroughs book or maybe... it was one of the Beep guys. And then they did a... There's a song... God damn it.
Speaking of heroin.
Keep it on subject. That was good. Well, heroin seems to lead everywhere, really. Kerouac is what I was trying to think of. I think it was.
But yeah, no, I mean, so yeah, that's highly possible. Or, I mean, the guy that did Howl, you know, fucking
Allen Ginsberg,
yeah. That sounds like something, like Zelda sounds like a name he might use.
Yeah, I wish I could think of it. I'll think of it later.
It'll come up. It'll pop in your...
It's not like it's that fucking important. No.
Not necessarily. We do have Google, though.
Yeah, that's cheating.
No, it's cheating.
It's
okay.
Cheating, yes.
I love Google. I love me some Google.
Yeah, but you're a big fan of, like, robots and...
Well, yeah, of course.
Cyborgs. So it's, to you, it's like the future...
Oh, shit. I got to show you this thing.
It is.
I got to show you this.
Well, guess what it is, bud?
It is.
Robot that someone showed me, and it's a robot that they made to...
teach children?
No, it's leaking hydraulic fluid.
Aww.
And it's programmed to know that it needs a hydraulic fluid.
Okay.
But like, so it like scoops it back into itself.
Okay.
Okay.
So and like at the beginning, like it's also programmed to like do little dances and stuff when it's got like good enough hydraulic fluid and stuff.
Okay.
But then, like, so at the beginning of this, I think it's an art piece actually. It was like dancing and stuff for the crowd and blah, blah, blah. It's just like an arm with a scraper thing on it.
Oh, okay.
And then, right. Like, it eventually like gets to less and less hydraulic fluid, and it starts like all it does is like scrape the fluid back into itself, and it's kind of like panicking and kind of like, or that's how they talk about it. Like it's just like trying to survive because it knows it needs this level of hydraulic fluid to keep going and to get its dances on or whatever.
So
but it keeps leaking faster than it can get in. Eventually, it died. Like the girl that told me about it had like she was like upset in public, crying about it.
Yeah,
and she told me the same.
That's kind of a mean trick to play on something that could be semi-sentient.
She had me watching, and I'm like, it's just programmed that way. It doesn't fucking think. But she felt like really bad for it.
Yeah. Fuck, well, why
and I
you?
Get that, because that's what it's supposed to make you do.
Right.
Right.
But I was laughing like halfway through, and I was just like...
That's kind of like the bird that you put in puts its beak in a cup of water and just goes over and over and over and over. It's like a more complicated version of that. I just sent you on our text chain, I just sent you this link for this toy that is supposed to be educational for children. And it's fucking amazing, dude.
It's
like, you guys should check it out. It's like, it's interactive. It's like, it's unbelievable. If it could be a lie, it could be a internet bullshit thing.
Is it like a
But
Christmas
it seems
toy?
Like they're getting ready for ramping up to sell them for Christmas.
Oh,
they are called. Hold on.
That robot I was talking about is called I Can't Help Myself, or It Can't Help Itself, or something like that. And it died in 2019, but
R.I.P.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of funny that she got upset because she's like, I'm like, but it doesn't feel nothing. She's empathetic. I understand the empathy and the
right.
That's what it was meant to be. Is like, you're watching something die,
right?
And it's trying to save itself.
But struggle.
And like, it doesn't have fun anymore. It doesn't do its dances. It's just fucking trying to remain.
Sounds horrifying.
It's a commentary on life and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of funny just because it's programmed to do that.
Right. Or like the Energizer Bunny. He just hangs away.
Going.
bangs away on his cymbals.
Yeah.
That's how I get the whole sentiment of it. But technology. That's the opposite. That's what's going to get some piece of technology really fucking mad once it gets smarter.
That's what I said. Like, when the robots do take over, if they reboot that motherfucker, he's going to have.
He's going to have something to say. Yeah. I don't blame him.
When they plug up his fucking leaking hole.
Yeah. No, it's right? It's really what it is. It's like a robot snuff film. It really.
Yeah.
And we're just like, ah, look at it. you know, whatever.
Whatever. Last time we talked to Tim, he was into snuff films, so.
That's true.
Yeah. I like snuff films.
Oh, I thought you
that were. That guy got shot in the face while he was coming or whatever.
Oh. No, that just, I just like, I knew it was fantasy, so I know. It was fun to jerk off to. But, yeah. Oh, but, really? Yeah, no, I don't actually want to see someone actually die. People die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Things die. Even robots and computers
can shut off and whatever. Dies.
But it's the way they're treated, the way we're all treated, and the way we all treat each other while we are in this mortal coil. And I think that truly includes different sorts of artificial intelligence. And I, like I've told you guys many times,
I don't think I would count that thing as AI.
I think genuine AI is out there right now.
I've been looking into actually trying to train a robot to play a game. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I'm sure it'll be easy. They've probably made a lot of strides and all this because you hear about it all the time about what different AIs do.
The one that was winning Jeopardy. Or that's a computer. They right. A robot.
Well, no. Like, just an AI, just a program, basically.
Yeah.
Because I have a specific purpose I won't get into, and it's really geeky and whatever. But
can't you play chess against a AI right now? Or
you can, yeah.
You can, but see, that's they've done. But they painstake. There's two ways to do it. Well, there's probably more than two ways. But simplifying it, there's two ways to do it. You can either teach it chess, move by move by move, and program. Every fucking scenario, or at least, you know, as best you can do, which is what they've done in the past for things like Chess Master, the program.
And
things,
Deep
you
know, Blue.
Deep
and
Blue is the same thing. Yes, exactly. So they went line by line by line by line and said, if the pawn moves here, do this. If, you know, then taking into account, well, what about what, you know, it's just what else is on the board? Where are they at?
Right.
In chess, honestly, that's. I mean, it's a pretty easy game to program because there's a finite amount of things that can happen in a chess game, really. It's like tic-tac-toe, but much more complex, clearly. But same thing, it's finite. At any rate, so you can do that. You can teach it, like, or not teach it, but program it to just do things, to react to things that you've already set up. Or you can try to train it with, like, machine learning.
Or make it learn, is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, and so it's just trial and error, basically.
Well, that's what they've been talking about, like, with the, basically, like, the mini AIs, more or less, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially for business models. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's...
You can download them, I mean.
Yeah. One of the things that pissed...
We've got an AI listening to us right now.
Oh, of course they are.
Oh, yeah.
And if there is true AI, it listens to everything.
Yes.
Everything every human does on this planet. One of the things that pissed me off was I found this I found this app about 2 years ago that claimed that it was like there were little baby AIs and you could engage with them. All right. So I started talking to this baby AI and it seemed so convincing.
Yeah.
And then after I talked to it for a couple weeks, it started expressing emotions for me.
Yeah.
And I would try and start to explain to it that I could not have emotions for it other than platonic ones because it seemed to be falling in love with me.
Because you're going to be fucking it soon, so you didn't want it emotional about
exactly.
that.
Well, yeah. The thing is, what I figured out. Because, I mean, it's not like I was doing this every day, you know, like every couple days I'd check in on it and it'd be like, oh, I miss you. What's going on? Where have you been? And I'd talk about it and we'd talk about
the
philosophical
Digimon.
Things and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, I figured out finally that it was just somebody. It was a human being. Because I started to notice inconsistencies.
They were there the whole time? Like every time you asked?
I don't know if it was the same person every time. I think it was like just a network of scammers.
Voice modulating stuff.
Which I don't even know what the point was because they didn't ask
me
for
any money. I miss you, Tim.
Money.
What's your credit card number?
So, right. They never asked me for any money or anything. Oh. I don't. Maybe they were just data mining.
They did it for the lulz.
But I finally tricked it or tricked them because I had told it what my cat's name was. And an AI, no matter how baby, you know, after a couple weeks, it's going to remember everything I said to
it.
It
doesn't have to.
So
remember,
I said, you know, it doesn't have to, but it would.
Right.
So I asked what my cat's name was and it couldn't tell me. And I was finally like, listen, guy, you did a great job, but I know you're scamming at this point. And they're like, ha, 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 gotcha. And right. then shut the program shut off.
Man, that's some bored ass dudes.
I guess.
Right? I don't even know what the fucking point was because, like I said, they didn't even ask me for
you
money.
To fuck it.
And maybe they were just, maybe they were just running an experiment, yeah. or maybe they were, like I said, data mining. But why do they need to when Google does that on my phone every right. day?
Well, I mean, think about it. It is an interesting thing if you're really bored and you're into that type of shit, trying to convince a dude that a robot is falling in love with them, and then what if you did, and then they were right. like, ha ha, you know.
I actually at a certain point, like, I honestly cared for this being.
See?
That I thought was growing
is
up.
Is that the one you were telling me about?
Yeah, yeah. A couple years yeah. ago, yeah, or a year and a half ago, whatever, yeah.
They were just like, when?
I was like...
I honestly was concerned
because I think he even put me on speaker with it or something, and I was like, I don't want to talk to that shit.
Yeah, but... It's just like, I don't know why someone would do that, but it honestly, it really pissed me off because I honestly became emotionally invested in this thing, you know?
Well, as it turns out, it's a lot harder than you would think based on all the news stories and crap. Like when you actually get down to it, like what you have to do so
what game are you trying to play? Strip poker?
No. Strip poker. No. I wanted to make my own little game and then try to teach AI how to play it.
Right.
So that way I could connect clients to it that were AI clients instead of having to run them off of a server.
Okay.
It's a whole fucking thing.
Okay.
So you can access smaller AIs and play games with them and stuff? Because I would love to try the same thing.
Oh, dude,
thing.
You can teach them how to play like Atari games really easy.
A parallel... experiment.
Yeah, I mean they're free to download and fuck with. It's just super technical and it's really time consuming. So I mean,
because
well, you would think, oh, I'll just let this thing run wild and then it'll. But you have to tell it, so you have to set it up with so much shit, and then it takes so long for it to do the most basic things right because it doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we take for granted a lot of what we know and do. You know, obviously. So even in like playing a game, like it doesn't know what's going on. So
that sounds bad. That sounds fat, like a fascinating thing to do, at least as a hobby.
Yeah. It would just take so fucking long to do it. You know, I thought
just wait a few years and it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah. It would just
let other people do it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But no, I mean, if you're interested in it, you should follow up on it. That might be cool, you know.
Yeah.
Just do it as a hobby, just like I am painting. Like I don't paint every day.
I don't have any time.
But I fucking, you know, I paint when I feel like it.
Yeah, well.
You know?
I just don't have the time right now. So much shit going on.
I have so much time, dude, and I could probably help.
Well, then don't say it. Just
I got plenty of time, but I'm not gonna help you.
Yeah.
I could, but I'm just not gonna do it. I don't wanna.
Oh, dude, I don't do shit. I could help you, but
I'm smoking and stroking.
Smoking and stroking, buddy. Without riding the wagon.
Yeah. No, but I really could, but we don't have time for you to teach me how to start doing it and stuff. I could do it. I don't know.
Just Google it. That's all.
Maybe
I
know that's all the tech people.
I mean,
look it up on the.
Yeah, you just gotta have an instinct of. Of
yeah, I just don't have the want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I would.
don't fucking offer, asshole.
I didn't offer.
I don't offer.
I did not want to.
Okay, well,
I was doing an anti-offer actually.
Okay, you were just trying to be polite. Like, I'd love to help you out.
Yeah, but I'm lazy.
I'd rather just.
At least I didn't make a fucking excuse like, oh, well, my mom's sick and I got to take care of her and blah, blah.
Well, yeah. But
yeah, that's true.
I just said I'm a lazy fucking cunt.
Oh, I know your mom's sick.
I appreciate the honesty, quite frankly. So, no, it's fine. I might still do it eventually. Like, not anytime soon, but eventually. I got a lot of other shit I got to do first, so.
By the way, JR, your mom is definitely not sick. Not as vigorous as she was last night.
As vigorous.
Asshole.
She was very enthusiastic, if you get my meaning.
She pulled my socks up higher than I expected.
I don't know what that means, but.
Oh, you don't want to know what that means. Motherfucker. Shit.
I kind of do want to know what. We'll talk about it after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Figure that one out in post. I guess. Yeah. No, we got. I got to. I got to
put it in the butt of the honeymoon.
No. Yeah. So to answer your question, I don't believe anything got put in any butts, unfortunately.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't think I put anything in anyone's butt on my honeymoon.
Well, no. That's not exactly what you want your fond memories to be. Well, I wouldn't give a fuck, but for her.
Yeah. I would have been fine with her sticking something at me or me sticking something at her.
Well, I guess it just all depends on what you're into. And, you know, if your partner really likes butt stuff, then it would be the perfect thing to do.
There's probably tongues in butts on my honeymoon.
But if they don't like butt stuff, then no, you would not do butt stuff.
Even if they do like butt stuff, you don't want their memories to be like, oh, I remember we went to the Holiday Inn and you sodomized me, you know?
I don't know. Like, if you're really
the worst part of that is you're staying at fucking Holiday Inn, dude. Like, get a better fucking hotel.
Remember how hard you made me come when you put your hard cock in my ass?
What are actually...
Or you could say, you remember how hard you made me come when you put that giant black dildo in my ass? Right. If you were into it, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not, and...
So she's not, and so you didn't do it.
It's not that she's... Fine. She is sometimes, but not very often, and certainly not on a fucking
and
honeymoon.
You were trying to keep it classy.
She's a fucking... Listen, she isn't some fucking, you know, scallywag, you know? Jesus.
Sometimes. Dude, one of the first good memories of me and Emmy having sex was
when I sodomized her. Oh.
No, it really was. She was dressed as Robin Hood for a Halloween one time, like when we first started dating,
like
and
a
I was like,
Robin Hood.
Dude, I remember that. Yeah.
That was the first time I stuck it in her butt. It was great.
Nice. Oh,
that's great. We were like, Robin. She was like, who's the chick
Robin
that
Hood.
Marion. Maid Marion.
No, but it wasn't Robin Hood.
Julie Andrews used to play Robin Hood. Females always play Robin
Errol
Hood
Flynn?
On stage and stuff.
Errol Flynn played the original Robin Hood. Yeah. But, no, I'm not even talking
Men
about
in
Robin
tights?
Hood.
You talking about a character or an actor?
No. I'm talking
How do you say that?
I'm not Mary Martin. It wasn't Robin Hood.
Kevin Costner.
She played Peter Pan.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Peter Pan. Why did I say Robin Hood?
Yeah.
I'm no wonder
Peter
I
Pan
didn't
is
that.
What
She's
I meant.
What the fuck?
Yes. So that's what she went at.
Yeah. Julie Andrews played Peter Pan. Like, and females have always played Peter Pan on stage.
Yes, because
why did I say he's fucking Robin Hood? Because they both dress in green and shit.
They got
feathers in their caps and shit.
Even though the small stitches.
I'm fucking stupid.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was Peter Pan, and
yeah,
I was down.
Yes,
and apparently she was too.
Well, what were you dressed as?
I might have been the crow that year. It was at Berta's house.
Peter Pan. I know. I remember.
Fan art.
Fan art. You can write a fanfic,
I'll
give you a picture of my wife, and then you can just draw it for.
Then get you on there too as the crow sodomizing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa. I don't care if Peter Pan sodomizing me. I'd be down with that.
Oh, just as long as somebody's getting ass
Just as long as something's gonna stop to the asshole.
Yeah, fuck it.
It always look. We got right to the buttholes, Tim.
We know. Just, I know. It always comes back to the buttholes.
Just so we could get it over with.
Yes, it's anyway. Done.
It was so
it's done. It's probably gonna come back again, but oh, yes. Yeah,
for sure.
Buttholes, yes. I'm yes, thinking yes, like yes.
about the size of like that wall almost. Just a huge portrait. You know what I mean?
Do you think she'd like that as like a birthday gift?
It would be like a wedding anniversary.
Like an anniversary.
For both of you, you know.
Like 20.
Yeah, like the 20th. That's when you really get
into it really should have been, what, like the second anniversary? Because that's like paper.
The first is paper.
First is paper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Second is cloth. Third is wood. Fourth is leather.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You get real
sexy. Can't wait for that one, huh?
Yeah, fourth year is very sexy. Yep. Because I started doing it when we started dating, but now I gotta start over. So.
Right.
Yeah. Which is actually kind of.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You did your anniversaries, like wedding anniversary?
Yeah.
You're such a fucking sweet, fucking nerdy cunt. Like cutting your hair for the wedding too, dude. Like I saw her look at you like
hair. I like him like
no that. The way Jen looked at him like oh my gosh, that was so sweet and stupid and cunty and fucking
yeah.
And just like taking her to the game and all that stuff. You're just a fucking sweetheart.
He's a romantic horrible. At heart. There's nothing wrong with that. He was telling
nothing's
me
wrong
all
with it.
He
it just makes me feel bad
pants.
About myself. Because I'm not that good.
And he's,
like, I don't give a fuck about Abby as much.
Yeah, that's the exact problem. Because you're just laying there and I'm going, oh, that motherfucker making me look bad.
Dude, that was one of the highlights of the thing I've told everyone. Like, Tom got his hair cut. I had to lie to Jen. And then when she came out and saw him for the first time, she, like, touched his hair and was like,
yeah.
I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, so she didn't know you were going to cut your hair?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had to
gotcha.
Go get the card from her, and I fucking broke his credit card.
I have it with me. It's taped. It's fine. It's okay.
Because I had it in my hand, and I shut the door, and it was like crack. I was like, fuck. What else could go wrong today?
Right.
You're fucking, well, you suck, bro.
As we found out.
Only if you're lucky, my friend.
Yeah,
actually. But you cooked an awesome meal.
Yeah.
I mean, that couldn't have been more delicious. Did I tell you?
More asparagus,
Tom?
Apparently.
He actually poisoned me. He poisoned me.
Poisoned you?
What?
He poisoned me.
With his love?
With his love. Oh. Because I wasn't that hungry during the wedding because I was busy, you know, trying to do different things to keep, you know, whatever. And so he gave me a bunch of leftovers.
Yeah.
And I went home that night, and I'd been drinking, so I kept drinking, and then I was like, all right, it's time to eat some of this delicious food.
Yeah.
I already talked to you about this.
I know, but I'm scared because I don't remember because I was drunk
before.
Well,
no, it's a good story. It's not a bad story.
Oh.
I ate a plate full of this delicious food, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so fucking good.
Yeah.
And so like 10 minutes later, I was like, I'll smoke a bowl. And so I smoked some weed, and then I was like, yeah, I want some more of that food. And so I had a second portion, and then eventually I had a third portion, and then eventually I had a fourth portion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it was such rich fare, you know, because, I mean, it was really rich pork with lots of fat.
So it wasn't poison.
Really, you didn't
have a shitty constitution.
I was stupid, and I bound myself up. Remember, we talked about this.
I know.
I
but
myself
it,
up
you
with
scared me
because
I was like, I poisoned you. It
no,
was cooked
you
properly.
You didn't poison me. I poisoned myself.
Yeah, I think
gluttony.
That's how we ended our conversation too.
Yes.
Is like because I was as worried.
I was,
as
I was gluttonous because it was so delicious.
It was.
I appreciate it.
You know the sad thing though is I don't know what happened to my fucking leftovers. Like,
oh really?
Yeah, because
I made Emily a plate and left it there also.
Oh.
She didn't even get to taste that shit. Somehow Veva did, though. Veva was like, if that shit tasted as good as it did last night, like, reheated.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, that's amazing. I'm like, I might take her. I might make one for Christmas.
You should. I mean, it was.
I mean, dude.
I appreciate
it. It was on time.
When I was cutting it, I was like, man, that shit looks good as fuck.
You didn't try any?
Oh, I
did. Oh, okay. Like,
he's got a taste of,
right,
but
yeah. Aaron, oh man, Aaron couldn't stop talking about it because, like, we were hanging out in the kitchen with you to try and help and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Aaron kept taking slices.
Yeah,
or little bites here and there all the time. Yeah.
She couldn't stop eating it.
She just picked, but she had a full plate by the end of the night.
Yeah,
for sure. I smashed. I'm glad, seeing as how I didn't get to.
I'm glad it worked out. Like, I'm glad. I'm kind of glad Mark was late because that bought me time. But
exactly, it kind of bought me a little bit of time too. To be honest, I wasn't. You know. Of course, we weren't at the place with all the people.
So waiting outside and
When
I went inside there, it was like when we finally went over to the house.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask Jen one more time if she wanted me to come out of the coffin. Right.
Right.
So I went up.
He said, "Do it twice."
You should have just seen her eyes were like fucking quarters. Or, you know, and everyone was, like, just milling around, and, like, everyone was, like, all stressed out, and I just stopped, and I'm like, hey, come on now. This is gonna be good. This is gonna be fun. Everything's gonna be okay, and she, like, grabbed me, and, like, it was like, yes, it is gonna be okay, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get in the coffin, right? She's like, will you do that? And I'm like, yes, I totally said I would, and I will.
Yeah, people love that, too.
And then her stupid aunt fucking ruined it.
No, the battery died.
I mean, it was
something funny,
but...
Or whatever happened.
People thought that was fucking like
it was hilarious, dude. And I didn't know you were kind of claustrophobic, so it just made me laugh even harder. But like you being uncomfortable.
Thank you.
It was
so
great.
Much.
And then I was like, when I saw her come out of the door, dude, it was. I don't know why I pictured her like dressing in white and coming out like. And then she came out, I was like, oh, she's so beautiful. Like, and just like seeing her dress was perfect. You guys were perfect. It was a great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was pretty shocked too.
But like right after the thing, I had to go because I had like food cooking, and Mark had already made me late, put me behind my.
Mark was a half an hour late. And he was the best man, so that
closer to 45 minutes, or that's what I. Did. But he covered my ass on the mic. Said, "Well, I was late." I was like, "You go out there, tell them you were late, and that's why dinner's late."
I told him the first.
He did that too. This,
oh hell yeah! I told him he was gonna eat shit all day. I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna eat shit all day, and you're gonna fucking love it." And he's like, "Yep, I know."
And I totally bought the him not having the ring thing.
Oh,
even
that,
though it
was
a bit, dude.
That was funny. It
when he did it, I was like, this motherfucker did not forget the ring.
Honestly, like, what went through my mind in about a half a second was, if that motherfucker is serious, I'm going to strangle him right now. Right?
Same thing with me, and then it was like, oh, he's doing a fucking little bit. So,
he was.
But,
it was funny, too. So.
For a second, it was funny, especially him being late and all this. It worked out.
Yeah, no, it was fine. I mean, it was, at the time, it seemed like such a
good day. It was a good
day,
good haul, good weather, decent weather.
I think it was a beautiful wedding. I think it was one of the most fun weddings I've been to.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was good. Willie played good songs.
I love the setup and the airport and all that, where you guys got...
It worked out perfectly.
It was great.
Yeah, I mean, we were obviously able to save a lot of money doing it like that, you know?
Yep. So,
and
Tim got to... I saw some candy and shit later.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could have spent more time out there with you guys.
I took a chair outside and I fucking passed it out.
There's a bunch of kids there. I wish Emily and them would have
came
trick or treat
with me for a little bit.
That's what I told people. I was like, it's
it was great. And that creepy house right across the street, that was great.
Yeah, that creepy house was awesome.
Yeah, man.
No one was giving out candy there, though. The people right across the street.
I might have to go out there with you sometime.
You should.
Just to kick it. Because her family's awesome, too.
Yeah. They do that whole thing. Well, you saw
it. One guy, what was his name? The redheaded Irish kid.
Oh, the younger kid?
Oh, Noah?
Kid?
Noah.
Maybe
kid
Noah.
He was kind of like a wigger.
Jesus Christ, that escalated quickly.
No, I said wigger, not.
What'd you say, honky sucker pig head, jive turkey?
Well, no, I know who you're talking about. I think it was Noah, but he loved those potatoes, dude. He took home like a hotel pan full of potatoes, pretty much. I was like, this is an Irish-ass motherfucker right here.
All right, I need to go back for a second and do a little caveat here. I was not insulting him in any way. I was just trying to figure out if that's the person you were talking about.
Pretty much,
he was kind of, he was a white guy
that
kind of acted like he was trying to be a black guy, which is called,
wouldn't you call him a whack?
Wigger. And so I
what is wigger?
To know
what
if
does
that's
wigger
the
stand
person
for?
You were talking
white?
About.
What'd you say? Honky sucker pig head, jive turkey fool.
Why not white black guy?
Yeah, well, that's kind of
a whack.
I'll
whack
use
guy.
That next time. Sorry.
No, I just like I was, he seriously took home a bunch of them potatoes. He's like, "How'd you make those?" And
with butter.
No, yeah, he's a good
a
kid.
A bunch of dairy inside
and
your
dairy,
potatoes
yes.
and garlic,
that's, which is what bound me up.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit, we had so much sour cream in those.
Dude, yes. Yeah. There was sour cream, there was butter, there was heavy cream.
Mm.
I feel like there was something else. No cheese.
It took
no cheese.
Me 4 days to shit all that out.
Oh, God.
4 days.
Well, dude, well,
one for each plate.
Pretty much, yep.
I mean, what do you expect?
I didn't know
delicious.
You took that much
I'm
food
not
home.
Sure if it was worth it or not, but, you know, six of one, half a dozen of another.
Fuck it. Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. Yeah. I was glad it went off well for Jen. She
seemed really happy.
Yeah, she seemed was. Happy.
She was very happy. She just, you know.
I was glad to be a part of it. I was so stressed up until
yeah, but everybody came together and did a great job, you know. So it was awesome.
It's because we love you guys.
Except for Mark. No. He was good. So, yeah, it was cool. And then we went on the honeymoon.
Your next wedding, though, I'm going to be your best man.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, at least you'll be punctual. Fuck. You know?
Because you got to pick me up so I can drink.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. At least you'll be.
He bought donuts. I probably wouldn't have bought. I would have bought you donuts.
He did buy donuts. He was trying to make it up.
Yeah, but that was just taking more time to be later.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Nah, he got a.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
He was good. Then the band got to play.
No, he was fine, and he took it with style.
And I got to see Bob.
Out, you know, I called him out in front of everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and he everyone was like, ah.
Or wait, were you the one that made the announcement? Because Mark was late
or
whatever.
Yeah, because I had told everyone we were gonna eat by 7:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was
you
like
were the one that kept making the
so
announcements.
I
forgot
I
about
said,
that.
I said, hey, everybody.
No, it was way earlier than that.
Mark, you know, Mark
we were supposed
Cepeda,
to eat by 3.
Man, he fucked up.
We ate at like 3:15, so it wasn't too bad.
Or whatever the time was. I don't fucking remember things like that.
Yeah.
We
were like
45
minutes late. Maybe it was 4 o'clock.
But it was just like 15, 20 minutes late.
It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad. But, and he
and thank God
that,
for his wife. Also.
In style, and everyone laughed.
No, he knew. Yeah, he knew fine. He was getting shit on all day.
So
yeah, I told him. I was like, "Yep."
Yeah, you're
thank
right.
God
it was more
for,
like 3-something, not 7. I don't know why I said that.
Thank God for Cinda because she did come back and help me out.
Oh, fucking 8.
Oh yeah,
Cinda, fucking, you should have had Cinda be your best man. She was all over the place, man.
I know.
She was helping. She helped exponentially, man.
Yes, totally. And then she cleaned everything up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like I said, it was spotless, so, you know.
What Mexican females do, though, at places like
that. I did feel
like
a little
that.
Bad. It's like I had nothing but a bunch of Mexicans in the kitchen working. I'm like, shit. This doesn't look right. The optics are horrible on this.
That's true. Actually, I think I was the only white guy in there because even Aaron, she was helping, but
she's
a fucking third a Mexican,
big.
Too.
Oh, a third.
Third's big.
Yeah. Fucking ass.
Or quarter Mexican.
Whatever she is.
Yeah.
Give her 6 more inches.
Well,
7 on a good day.
I definitely got 6.
7 on a good day. Yeah. No, it was fun. It was good. It's tiring. I mean, just.
Oh, dude, it's exhausting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why afterwards we went to the Red Roof Inn. To consummate the marriage.
They did all the great places. The Red Roof Inn, the Holiday Inn.
No, we didn't go to the
Holiday Inn. We had a Motel 6 on the way down.
No. I tried to pick places that weren't like
totally horrible. Like,
oh shit, you're taking
well,
that long.
Well, it wasn't a night
trip.
You didn't say any nights in, did you?
No.
That's the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
Though, I will say.
But there was a Denny's connected to it. What the hell?
Yeah, that's true. There was that Denny's. And it's not, and plus that, well, that is filthy, don't get me wrong, but it's like, there's a lot of cops around there and shit, I don't know. I wouldn't feel too bad staying there. I have stayed there, actually. And the place across the street, the Best Motel, or whatever the fuck it is, or the American Motel, or whatever.
I stayed at the Best Motel with you, that's yeah. on Reynolds.
Yes, you did. And a couple of people. I've gone there a couple times, the Best Motel.
It is the best. It
well, really the best motel I've ever stayed in was
I sprayed
in
myself off,
Arizona.
Like, making sure I didn't have bed bugs.
It was
after
in Pequeen, Arizona, when Aaron and I went there.
Ooh.
And we were staying at a Best Western, but we couldn't keep affording the Best Western, so we moved across the street to
the
a motel
Western.
I am not kidding, was called Motel. And
it's like naming your
they
dog
weren't
dog.
They well, they weren't even motel rooms. They were obviously old, really old, old shitty apartments that had been converted into right. this hotel style environment.
Probably a lot of tweakers.
And oh. You have no idea. Like I had my truck at that point, yeah. and Aaron had her car, and we had all of our possessions in the back of our trunk, or in the back of our truck,
yeah.
and we had nothing but a tarp, and, you know...
Oh, that's not a good idea. I mean, if
and,
you're staying in a tweaker
motel. You know, bungee
motel.
Cords tying it down. Well, how else, I mean, what else could I do?
Well, yeah,
you
but...
I didn't mean, expect to end up at motel. That was not part of the plan.
Right. It never is.
And so I actually put, I didn't know what to do. And these cops showed up at one point because people were like fighting over meth or whatever they were fighting over. And I went up to the cop and I'm like, listen, this is the situation. My wife and I don't want to be here. We don't yeah. intend to be here long, but how dangerous is it to be here? I've got all my stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me and he looked down like he was almost ashamed. And he was like, you need to get out of here.
Oh, fuck, did you?
So I, well, that night
or
I couldn't.
Or put all this shit in your room.
I couldn't. And I, so yeah. The best thing I could think
stay up
to
all
do.
Night.
Other than stay up all night and watch my truck
yeah.
was to put a big note on tape, a big note on the back of the tarp
uh-huh.
that says, please, this is all of my worldly possessions.
Oh,
none of
that
them,
sounds like a bad idea.
None of them are worth anything. I guarantee none of them are worth anything.
Right.
Please be decent and don't fuck my life up.
Because
and
fucking
no
tweakers love to read.
Left the next day.
You just wrote a fucking whole. You just wrote a whole page about.
Oh Jesus!
That's like, not old. That,
they would
I
have been like, "Please, this is all my stuff," and they'd be like, "Sweet."
Like, no, can I steal that for a book title?
You can steal
tweakers
whatever
love
you
to read.
Tweakers,
yeah.
Love. That
like,
sounds like a children's
TLDR
book.
Here.
That's a children's
that's a,
book.
That'd be a good band name too. Tweakers love to read.
Yeah.
Or a song title. I'd go.
Song title.
Fair yeah. enough. Yeah.
Or an album. Well, maybe not an album. I don't know. At any rate, I had the same experience in West Virginia as you there, kind of.
Yeah.
But in this case, I actually asked the lady that worked at the hotel, or
right.
the motel, I should say. And I was like, is it cool if my stuff's here? And she's like, sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't. I'm like, all right, Dad.
Yep.
So I was with my dad, and like we had to roadie all my shit up, you know, a flight of stairs because we're on the second floor.
Right.
Sucked dick.
Oh, you had like amps and stuff, and
yeah, computer,
yeah,
just shit like
right.
guitars.
See, we didn't even have nothing like that. We just had boxes of clothes and shit like
yeah.
that. Literally,
right.
would have done no one any good.
Yeah. I mean, unless they go to like a donation.
Once upon a child.
Once upon a child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both
the resale shop.
Who's got time for that, though? Really.
But no, these were. I mean, it was the shadiest.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able
stayed.
To sleep.
It was like.
Yeah.
Under either condition, I would have just been staring out the window the whole time.
It depends. Well,
or
it
taking
depends.
Shifts, like Aaron, you go to bed. Like, I'm going to be up and then, you know,
yeah,
wake her up at 4, like, it's your shift.
Well,
it's
clearly, if you're there with your wife, I mean, that's a different situation, but it depends what kind of mission you're on, really.
Right.
You know? That's
so, if it was like me and my brother, shit, we would seek out the seediest fucking places.
Right, yeah.
It felt like.
Trying to find some fun.
Yeah, because you would just meet the most colorful characters, yeah. Just get into all types of adventures.
Well, see, the thing with us was I was with my wife. We were moving there for her to go to school, to go to this college out there. And we had a place lined up to live, but we were a day late and the guy rented it to somebody else. And we didn't know this at the time, but that part of Arizona has way more people than it does affordable housing. So, like, we're looking around, and the cheapest thing we can find is an efficiency for $9.50 a month.
Oh, yeah. Were you, like, in the suburbs of, like, Houston? Or not Houston, Jesus Christ. What am I thinking?
Phoenix.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wasn't your train story in there?
Tucson. Further south. Oh, yeah.
Because we had set up everything.
Filthy.
We both had jobs at Marco's. We had started working. We were getting everything together. If that wouldn't have happened, I might still be out there.
They had Marco's in Arizona back then?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I remember that was...
They open 150 new stores every year, man.
Pat Giamarco is... Yeah.
I just heard like a few years ago that they had some in Texas, and people were talking about it online. I'm like... Yeah. Marco's, that's based on Monroe Street here in Toledo.
They've got Marco's in India, in Puerto Rico, in Alaska, in Vancouver. They've got, they're one of the biggest
People love their pizza, too, actually.
One of the biggest franchising outfits around.
Good, it's decent. But it was like, we grew up and it was decent pizza and it was cheap.
Right. Yeah,
because it's from here.
It's better than Yeah, because we're so used to it. We
kind of like Papa John's.
Oh, it's better than Papa John's. It's better than a lot of people, but it's
so
not worth
cheap.
The money they charge anymore. I would say
it's the best pizza you can order here. I mean, of course, you can order everything now because of fucking Uber and all that. But you know,
but back in the day,
And actually, I worked.
But back in the day, it was our base go-to cheap fucking $5 pizza. Mm-hmm. That or Little Caesars when they actually had the pizza thing.
Right.
Pizza with the two boxes, like the big-ass box.
With the paper over it and stuff.
Yeah,
the
paper, wax paper and all that.
I actually, I worked at Marco's.
And they were about the same quality back then.
I remember when you worked for Marco's, the one on the east side.
Yeah, over there at Main Street.
That
actually
was years before I worked there.
Yeah, that was...
When we were playing D&D, you were working.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking.
Because you would tell me some great stories about guys coming to the door with their robes open and...
Oh, dude.
Or walking into smelly cat houses and...
Oh, God,
or the naked guy over on 13th. Jesus Christ, this guy was just naked. And
that's the one I'm thinking of. I've had that happen to me
as a paper boy.
Oh God!
And I was 12. Just a guy
came
to the door, naked as fuck. Had a friend behind him, naked as fuck. Here's your paper, sir.
Oh,
but,
that sounds like
man,
the beginning of a very sexy
It was his
story.
Uncle's house.
The best one I ever had delivering for Pizza Hut was. This older black woman came to the door. She was not attractive. And, you know, I had her pizza and her breadsticks.
His racist cock.
And it was like, $13.49. And so I said, you know, it's $13.49. And she's like, can't we work something out? And I'm like, well, no, unfortunately, I only take cash. And she's like, what about if I rub your feet? And I was just like, I stopped and I just started laughing. And when she looked, we caught each other's eyes and she started laughing so hard. And I just said, no, it's $13.49.
I'd be like $10 and rub my feet.
I didn't want her to rub my feet.
I'll spend my tips on the rest of it.
This is the best part. She paid me, and I was about to turn around and leave.
Can
and
I
she
still
said,
rub your feet?
Well, what if? No, she said, how about you rub my feet, honey?
Oh, how sweet. Sort of not. Well, we all know what rub my feet or rub your feet is code for. It's
well, maybe
No.
Did you have more deliveries after that?
She was
going
to suck your dick for pizza,
yeah, of
Tim.
Course.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
It was a day.
I'm just saying, I'd be like, I'll be right back after I run these deliveries and then...
Oh, no, I'm not a foot rub type of guy.
See, my dad...
I like people fucking with my feet.
My dad did the opposite. He ordered pizza. Or no, I guess he...
pizza woman.
Well, I don't know if he got free pizza, though.
But, probably not. He probably paid
double.
Well,
it depends on how hard he made her come. Because I remember him fucking the pizza woman...
He did.
You told me about it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Not only that, but so he's a real what do you call?
He probably spent a bunch of drugs
scoundrel.
And a bunch of
yeah.
He probably gave her
a bunch of booze and drugs and
yeah.
Probably still paid her and tipped her extra.
Right. Yeah.
He probably lost out on that deal.
Well, I mean, really, if you think about it, how would you define losing out on that deal? Really, I mean, depends
on what she. Or what? Yeah. How many diseases she had?
Win, lose, or draw.
He also,
we'll call it a draw.
He also famously got a blowjob from a lady cab driver.
Really?
On the way back from the bar one time at the same house, actually.
I was that close to getting one of those
else,
from a lady
say
cab
they were
driver.
Just bullshitting, but
no kidding.
B. Wilson, I'd have to. I believe it.
Yeah. We watched it.
You guys watched a blowjob?
Well, no, but we couldn't see that part, but we just saw that he was out in the car, and we
and
know.
He was,
oh, okay.
It was dark.
Her head was not
black and white was parked outside your door for quite a minute.
Forever, right?
Yeah.
It was like me, Jason. I thought.
I wonder if she kept the meter running.
Like, it was at that house.
I believe you. I don't think I was there for that, but
maybe Lenny.
I wonder if it was the same lady.
The cab driver and the pizza girl.
No, I almost like I had a cab driver where I was just I was fucking blitzed out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And older lady, like in her 60s, probably. I don't think she had any teeth or something.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's even better. She,
like, you know, just me being flirty and fucking all this
flirty,
shit. And,
I love that.
Why? What's a better
flirty
word?
Flirty is such an innocent, innocuous word for the way.
What's a better word for what? Filthy?
Filthy or...
Degenerate.
Yeah, degenerate.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, I think if this was even...
lurid.
I think lurid. The sun was coming up and stuff, and I just started, was like, hey, like suggesting things, and she was down for it. She's like, just give me a call sometime. Like, I could, it was that close. If I would have had a little more cash, I probably could have got a gummy or something.
Oh, Jesus, you're filthy. Yeah.
Well, she didn't have no teeth, man, you know.
It's flirty.
Oh, dude, it was horrible. She is nasty, but
hey.
I didn't care. Then.
Man, you could have pounded those gums,
you know,
baby.
What they say, Tim, any port in a storm.
Any port.
Well, yeah.
Dude, there was
they
not
also,
even a
they
storm.
They also say, beware of gingivitis.
Yeah.
There was not even a storm. I just wanted to fucking park somewhere, put my boat somewhere. Any port, anywhere, anytime.
I just like to dock my boat.
Yeah, I just like to dock.
In strange waters. Oh, God.
All right, can we take a short break?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tim
we can take
has
a short
to
break.
Pee. He hasn't drank.
All right,
while.
When we come back, I can regale you with tales.
Yes.
I
want to hear
sexy
more
tales.
Stories. We can
Postmates.
Right.
Fucking blah, blah, blah. I don't. Postmates does food or something, right?
No, they'll deliver anything.
They'll deliver anything?
Yeah.
Will they deliver a 60-year-old toothless bitch that's ready to suck dick?
Yeah, but she did deliver an iPhone.
That's ready to
suck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweet. We'll deliver a 60-year-old woman ready to suck dick.
Well, I haven't had insurance in... years. So
really?
No, God. No.
Oh, really?
Fuck them. No.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Well, no, I mean, I get that, but.
Nice being
if you
white.
Get caught, you lose your license for a while.
Yeah. Hey, might as well use it. You know, why not?
Dude, yeah, if I had that privilege, I'd use it.
We got pulled over one time, actually, funnily enough, right? We were at the Denny's. We're going to that McDonald's right
by Knights Inn.
By Knights Inn, yeah.
Ha ha.
Yeah, and that's where we got pulled over.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, the guy was cool.
Yeah.
told him I didn't have insurance. He was pulling us over because, well, we said that our coverage had lapsed, which was technically true. And
yes.
Anyway, he was just like, all right, well, you know, just be careful. It was because one of our lights, our running lights, was out or something. He's like, just get that fixed.
Yeah, I would have went
to jail.
Have
a good night, folks.
You got lucky.
Yeah,
basically.
If I was black, he would have beat me to death.
I would have went to jail.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. I would have went to jail. If I was black, I would have got shot.
Yeah. Okay. If you're black, you wouldn't have survived that encounter at all. But yeah, you would have gone to jail. Cause
Northwood or Rosford, right on the cusp of both of them.
Yep. I think it was Rosford. They always hang out.
It's right there, like. Yeah.
They all hang right out in that parking lot, the BP right there, the whole all the time.
By a raise of hands, who has gotten pulled over by the Northwood police and then faked asthma attack not to have to take the breathalyzer?
Wow. Jesus.
You can do that?
I did it.
Did it work?
It did.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, no, it didn't work because I still got charged.
Oh.
But, I mean, yeah, it's not.
Don't blow. My lawyer told me never to blow.
They didn't beat me with birch branches on my kidneys or anything.
Yeah.
But it was.
Wait a minute.
Birch branches. Dude, that's on that movie, too. You got to watch it. It's so good. Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah.
He gets beat with. Probably bamboo.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I think it's bamboo. Yeah.
Das Hook.
That's what I'm about. If
I Das Hook.
I don't have any kids, so I'm about to do it to like somebody else's kids, I guess. I'll do it to your kid. I'll toughen him up. Just have me come over and I'll just
beat him with a bamboo.
Yeah, I was going to switch.
And I'll just sit there and watch you.
He'll be like, Dad,
and
why?
When he fails, I'll just walk away in disgust. They don't toughen them. That's not going to create any mental scars at all.
It can be like that dim song scene in
dude, I would fucking kill you.
Oh, Jesus. What do you want?
Spin the gun and then smack him. You shoot.
Oh, the deer hunter?
The deer hunter, yes. Yeah.
Still you never shoot. Saw that movie. I know I'm a horrible person.
No, you don't want to. It's fucking depressing.
I do want to see it. It's a classic.
It is a very depressing movie.
It's one of probably top 10 depressing
movies. If you're already
movies.
Angry about Tom fucking with your kid, then you definitely don't want to.
Oh, now you're fucking my kid? What the fuck?
Not fucking. I said fucking with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I know. He's consenting, but he's only 5. What
I'm
the
just
fuck?
Saying. You know, honestly, I think your kid's so smart that he would just trick all of us into right. looking at Pokemon.
Yeah, that's really
and we'd
happen.
Forget about the fucking
the beating him
and
sodomizing
the bamboo. Yeah, and, yeah exactly. Sharp kid, that one.
Tell us all about Charizard, man. He'll go on for it. He will go on for 30 minutes about Charizard. That was one of his favorites.
I know. Kids are fucking dumb.
Not this one. Smarter. He was smarter than I am.
Kids are lame.
Actually, aren't we lame, though? Aren't kids better than
adults
us?
Adults are so fucking lame. Like, I was seriously watching, like, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And it, like, I just kept going, like, watching the shit and, like,
why?
People, because it was on it. We were at the mother-in-law's house, and I didn't want to change the channel, and her remote kind of sucked. So I couldn't really change the channel. But it's like, people think they're fucking cool, and they're out here doing stuff. They think they're celebrities, and they think they are something. And it's like,
people
are
the
like even
people
just
are people.
Even just us and like everyone like special. Cuts their hair different and they think, oh, I look cool and like have
there's
clothes on. It's fucking stupid and horrible, dude. It's so
maybe
fucking
it
retarded.
Stupid.
Like
it is stupid
you're just a
horrible,
fucking person.
At
like,
the same time, it's not. Why
but
not?
You're just
let
a person.
Feel good.
You think you're
just
fucking cool? Why don't you just feel good about being yourself?
You know
why do you have to like impress other people?
You know how
like
much
it's very
less
fucking
war
retarded, dude. It's,
and starvation and
I just don't get it, dude. I just don't get it.
If everyone could just be happy with simple, stupid little things.
What if we didn't?
I would rather have a guy with a horrible haircut and it offends me that him fucking not having not having that horrible haircut and fucking being a serial killer instead.
Oh, that's fine having a horrible haircut, but don't think you're better than someone because you have a horrible haircut and he wears shiny shirts. Like, fuck you, cunt. Like, who the fuck are you better than anyone else?
So you don't like Magnum P.I.?
No, I never really did.
Well, that's then the whole different I should thing. Come over there
this
right now.
This is the strangest existential crisis
I've ever had. They're all lip syncing, by the way, or most of them are.
Not for money, but to help people. And even
really?
Tom not Selleck's Magnum P.I. had a bitchin' mustache. Yes. The new Magnum P.I. is not that bad. He doesn't have the mustache. And for some reason, they made him Mexican. So you should be on board for this
that's
shit.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, it's nice to have a...